Greetings, dear family. A Christian brother once wrote that a taste of hell can be grace. We know this statement has merit, as God has granted graces to his messengers over the years, who he has allowed to briefly visit hell so they can tell others. Most of these experiences are horrifyingly similar. The book, 23 Minutes in Hell, is a vivid depiction of what awaits those souls who do not know Jesus. It is written by Bill Weiss, a Christian, who had out-of-body experiences and visions of hell, one lasting 10 seconds and the other lasting 23 minutes, which must have seemed like a lifetime. Years ago, after reading this book, which had such a dramatic impact on me, I bought several copies and sent it out to my relatives and friends who had not yet invited Jesus into their hearts. Needless to say, there was backlash, and some have not spoken to me since. Totally worth it to try to lead them to the Lord so he can save their soul from eternal damnation. One of our sisters had a very realistic dream and message from Jesus, which I would like to share with all of you. Here is her dream. I was in a class where my priest, dressed in priestly garments and a golden robe, walked around and taught us. He changed into Jesus from time to time. I was in awe of Jesus in him. He taught that although the devil could call each of us as owner of the world, he can only claim one-third for himself. I also heard something like Revelation 9. When I Googled chapter 9, verses 17 through 21 stuck out to me, which reads, "The horses and riders I saw in my vision looked like this. Their breastplates were fiery red, dark blue, and yellow as sulfur. The heads of the horses resembled the heads of lions, and out of their mouths came fire, smoke, and sulfur. A third of mankind was killed by the three plagues of fire, smoke, and sulfur that came out of their mouths. The power of the horses was in their mouths and in their tails, for their tails were like snakes, having heads with which they inflict injury. The rest of mankind who were not killed by these plagues still did not repent of the work of their hands. They did not stop worshiping demons and idols of gold, silver, bronze, stone, and wood. Idols that cannot see or hear or walk. Nor did they repent of their murders, their magic arts, their sexual immorality, or their thefts." Sister continued, "I asked Jesus what the dream was about, and he immediately replied, 'It is a reminder for you not to forget that those who do not know me perish. For many still think that there is no last judgment, and certainly no devil. But if there is no devil, then there is no evil either. And then everything is allowed. So people make the world as they want it, without thinking about the consequences of what they do. Therefore, as your God and as your high priest, this is an urgent wake-up call, especially to the priests, that you show your spiritual children what it means to be mine, and what it can mean if you remain caught in the clutches of the enemy. Certain death. What shall I do with you if you do not belong to me, but to the devil? I have no use for you. I cannot take you to me on the basis of free will. There is no space between the good and the evil in which I could let you dwell.'" And here I'd like to add, at the end, God will destroy the influence Satan has on mankind. And if a soul does not know Jesus, then they will experience a similar fate as the devil, one of eternal torment. The Lord continued, "Make this clear to yourselves and become serious in your dealings with me. I am not an option. I am a necessity." And that was the end of his message. Dear ones, Revelation 9 trumpets the judgment of God. In the first four seals, these are the four horsemen bringing tyranny, war, famine, and death on the earth. In the first four trumpets, these are the ecological destruction of vegetation, seas, fresh waters, and sky. The last three seals focus upon heaven, the cry of the martyrs, cosmic disturbances, and the heavenly prelude to the seven trumpets. The last three trumpets speak of hell in terms of the demonic. Precious heart dwellers, in the time we have left, let us pray, travail, and double our efforts to reach the unsaved with the love of Jesus. In Romans 6:23, we read, "For the wages of sin is death, but the free gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord." Amen.